So Lent is almost upon us. Lent begins on Wednesday, it being Ash Wednesday. And I think I'm right in saying it's 40 days of fasting plus 6 Sundays, which you may or may not choose to take off. Is that right? Okay, great. And then Easter, so it's a real time of preparation for Easter. We've got lots going on over Easter. But I really want to encourage you to see this period of Lent as something special and something around giving up. Okay, so that's what today's going to be about. Now, there are a couple of senses of the word giving up. There's the one that we kind of know, obviously. What's the other sense of giving up? Anybody? Hands rocketing into the air. Yes? Surrender. Surrender. Excellent. Surrender or submission, that kind of thing. I remember back in the day I used to take part in jiu-jitsu classes. And I can remember going up against my instructor one time, Mark. And Mark was a lot bigger than me. Very athletic, very powerful guy. But I was training hard. I was training really hard. I was younger. I was really kind of fit. I'd been throwing my energies into it. We got on the mat. We went to the ground. And in about 2 seconds, he got hold of me. And I was like, I submit. Never submitted so fast in my life. So there is that sense of submission, that sense of surrender when we say give up. And I want us to think in terms of both giving up as in sacrificing something, but also giving up in the sense of submission. Submission to who? Well, of course, I mean submission to God. So let's see this period of Lent as a period of sacrifice and a period of submission. If you don't remember anything else about today, apart from the band's lovely musicality, please remember that, submission and sacrifice. So who's giving something up for Lent? Hands again shooting quickly into the air. Yes. Okay, well, as that's not entirely unanimous, I want to let's play a little game of what could we give up for Lent? What could we give up for Lent? Any offers? Yes, Sue. TV. TV. What? A TV. Any others? Yes. Lying in. Excellent. The lion in the morning. Yes. Joe. Chocolate. Gasps go up around the congregation. Yes, Caitlin. I'm sorry? Juice. Right, juice. Okay, squash. Yes, good. Good, full of additives. A good thing to give up. Any others? Okay, well, I've exercise. Honestly. Can I just point out that you have to be doing some exercise in order to get... Okay, let's have some suggestions up on the screen. So these are some of the things that people might say they want to give up. So we've got those treaty type things, chocolates, crisps, sweets and treats. And there's something good about that. Apart from it's good for your health, it costs money, doesn't it? Those things cost money to buy those things. So you might find your piggy bank filling up or your purse filling up if you give up those things for 40 plus 6 days. Late nights and things of the night. We won't go into too much detail there because it's an all-age service, but we know what we're talking about. And there's a benefit to that in terms of the... don't make me laugh, Catherine. Moving on. Late nights. So if you are up late at night, then you kind of lack energy in the morning. And if you want to avoid the lie-in, a great way to help yourself do that is to go to bed a bit earlier. And there are studies that show that if you get sleep in between 10 p.m. and 12 midnight, then that sleep, I'm not sure it quite counts double, but it's a lot more refreshing than sleep after midnight. It's to do with circadian rhythms, I believe. So late nights, go to bed early, wake up refreshed. Cigarettes and alcohol. There's a song in there somewhere, I think. Cigarettes, alcohol, coffee, other addictions. Obviously costly in lots of ways. Fill up the piggy bank. Telly. Who said telly? Sue. Social media. Come on, you Facebookers and you. What's the other one, Sam? Tell me, help. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all those things I don't understand. Okay, social media, telly, computer time, phone time. It doesn't have to be a total giving up, but imagine how much time... Well, don't just imagine. Figure out how much time you spend watching the telly, doing social media... On the computer, on your phone. People do say, don't they? I haven't got time. I would do. I would exercise. But I haven't got time. You know, there's lots of things you could do If only you had the time. You've got the time. You've got the time. Social media, you don't have to sleep faster, really. Use social media, telly, give those things up for a bit or less of them. And then discretionary spend. This is one that my wife Claire told me she did last year. I think she might do it again. Oh, no, I think she's going for the chocolates and crisps this year. But discretionary spend. So instead of buying a chocolate bar or whatever it might be, could you buy something else to give away? So if you buy something little each day and put them to one side and then give them to, it could be Women's Aid, it could be any local charity that you choose, or the money that you would have spent. So that's a great way to think of it as well. Here's some other things to think about as we move to the next slide. There we go. Things to give up. Busyness. You're too busy for God? Well, we can find some time by cutting out or cutting down some of those things that we just looked at. Noise. What about silence? A bit of time, quietly. Go to a quiet place and just spending time with God. Work. I'm not saying you have to give up work completely, of course, but where is your Sabbath rest? Do you take that notion seriously, that idea from God that we do actually need to set time aside to rest? Do you take that seriously? If not every week, which ideally it would be, what about, have you got a pattern? Have you got a rhythm for rest? Because if you don't have, Lent is a fantastic time to start, and I'm quite sure that God will bless you in that. Indifference to prayer. Give up your indifference to prayer. Give up your indifference to prayer. Either you believe in the power of prayer or not. But if you do believe in the power of prayer, are you making sure that you're praying routinely, regularly, often, just odd times and set times? Do you believe in the power of prayer or not? Ignoring God. Are you too busy again? Too busy to hear from God, to hear God speak to you through the Bible? Make some time. I have a little practice in the morning. Most mornings I get up, read a devotional book, read a passage from the Bible, think and pray for a bit, have a nice cup of coffee at the same time. And it makes a tremendous difference. So I can encourage you to find some time to read the Bible. Selfishness, giving up selfishness and loving people. I found myself in a selfish mode on Friday afternoon. There was an event going on here and I was preparing this talk. And here's my excuse for it being not the greatest talk in the world. I was interrupted. Somebody was due to come to the event, and the lift or the taxi hadn't happened. Not that we'd arranged that, by the way, because that would never go wrong. But the event organizers had arranged it, didn't come. And there was the question, unspoken in the phone call, well, could somebody pick me up? Could you pick me up? So, I'm doing my talk. Don't you know I'm doing my talk? So I wrestled with that for a moment and picked him up. And, of course, it was the right thing to do. Make time for other people. Love people. That's a great way to show your love for God, to love people. So what about you? I'd really encourage you to think between now and when you have all your pancakes on Tuesday, maybe, for Pancake Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, Mardi Gras, which, by the way, means Fat Tuesday. Food. Did I miss out food? Yeah. Oh, goodness me. I have a mini fast on a Sunday. I'm not very good at giving up food. Some people give up food and they think, all I can think about is the fact that I'm hungry. But at least it's a sacrifice. Maybe that when you feel hungry, think about God. Think about God. So what are you going to give up? I'd really please, please feel the encouragement. Just something. Give something up. Don't not do it. I know that's a double negative, Maggie, but I think it's okay in this context. Don't not give something up. Give something up. Give something up. Give something up to the one who sacrificed everything.